And the lady that is behind most of those weeks joins us right now, Cheryl Shaw. What a big year it's been for you.
Oh, Mark, it has been a big year. And look, I must say, we've had some wonderful callers this year. So thank you to our listeners for always ringing in. It's just been a fabulous year. I can't believe it's over, but here we are.
All right. The last one for 2025. Now, when we come back, you'll be jumping ahead to New Year's because there's a lot of stuff around there too.
Yeah, really important time to look after our dogs during the New Year. So we'll talk about that.
All right. A lot of pet chat plus our final dog and cat of the week as well for 2025. Pet Chat on 2NURFM starts now.
Okay, Mark, I've just got something to say to you on our last program together for the year.
I've only done a few of them with you this year, but that's okay.
Okay, but normally this time you play Christmas music and you just played Men at Work, and normally the Christmas music is to do with our pets.
Look, I've been saving. I thought I'm not going to do the whole lot of them this year. Well, I've got the best one. We will play it.
Fantastic.
All right, so
look
you will have. So I haven't missed out on it. I haven't forgotten you. I did give them a pre-listen earlier.
You're funny.
I'm all over it. So there is no off switch on the Genius Yuppie.
I'm impressed. Okay.
Now, look, we're going to jump ahead here to New Year's because that's the big celebration time. Our pets, they don't know anything different. They just think, what on earth is going on here?
I know. There's so much confusion at this time of the year. You know, everything is sort of fast-paced. There's people coming and going. And then we just settle back down a little bit. And, of course, we've got the fireworks on New Year's Eve. Now, you can help your dog to feel a lot more safe and comfortable in its environment if you do some planning during that build up to the Christmas Eve. So one of the things you need to do is make sure that your dog has an ID tag on, because we need to make sure that that's up to date. If your dog does do one of the, you know, escapes and gets out and runs like crazy like they do when they're frightened, we need to make sure that if somebody is able to find your dog, that it can be reunited. The other thing is to start planning a safe space for your dog. Some dogs like their crate. Other dogs are quite, you know, no, I'm not going in there. So if you can set the crate up, if for the dogs that like it, in a safe space so that they can go in there if they're feeling a little bit unsure. The other thing is, if they're not into crates, making sure that you've got their bedding set up, you know, something somewhere nice and calm and quiet in the house, and put their favourite toy or rug in there so that they've got somewhere to go and retreat to. A lot of dogs, when they get frightened, will go under beds or into tight spaces like inside cupboards and things, because they just need some security around them. Another thing to do is to take them for a walk. And this is really important. You may do more than one walk in the day, particularly if it's not too hot. Now, if it's hot, my big thing is don't take your dog walking.
Is this one of those things that I know we're sort of escaping from the New Year's as well here, but we're still seeing, I'm guessing you're seeing them too, Cheryl, middle of the day, afternoon heat, and people are out. They've got their shoes on, and yet they're walking their dog. First of all, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Look, we want to exercise our dogs, but it's so important to do it at the right time of the day. So early morning, late afternoon, early evening, just when that pavement or that you know, the tar or whatever surface you're walking the dogs on, even at the beach, it can burn their feet and blister them. And again, like you said, Mark, you've got shoes on going for a walk or your pair of thongs, and then what happens? The dog has got burnt feet and obviously it's not enjoying the walk. So again, on the new year, make sure that you've exercised the dog, because that, if the dog is exercised, it's going to be a lot more relaxed and a bit more tired, and it's more likely to sleep during the event of the fireworks. Unfortunately, some dogs do escape and they can end up in big serious trouble. Apart from, you know, if they get lost, they also, when they're running, they're not thinking and they'll get hit by cars, and the emergency centres are always so busy on the New Year's Eve night. One of the things too is to close the doors and close the windows. If you've got shutters or blinds, close them up, and close them early so the dog doesn't realise that you're starting to get a little bit anxious, because the dog will pick up on your own sort of stress levels and anxiety. So we want to try and keep things as calm as possible. But by closing the doors and the windows, it will keep some of the sound out, obviously not all, and dogs have wonderful hearing. But we're trying to muffle or to limit as much as we can. And again, with those random flashes of light from the fireworks, if they're not seeing them, they're not going to be so reactive. Another thing they can do, you can go on Spotify and play some dog-friendly music, so calming, relaxing music. So have a look and just see if there's something that between now and New Year that you seem to think your dog enjoys.
Well, that's not going to work because you'll have a New Year's Eve party mix on that we have. So that's not going to work, Gerald.
So, well, okay, in that case, you might have to use some diffusers. So the pheromone diffusers, they can often help just, you know, take that edge off and help the dog to settle down a little bit. Another thing, if your dog is really a stress head when it comes to fireworks, and you know those, some of us have those dogs and we need to make sure that we've gone off to the vet and get some meds for them. So have a chat with your vet if you think that some of the your dogs or your dog isn't going to cope well. I think it's really important that you also be aware that it's not just on New Year's night. I mean, there are some people who get these illegal fireworks and they let them off. So, you know, we just need to be mindful during this period that there can be some noises.
Well, that's even trickier, Cheryl, because, I mean, quite often those illegal ones for not-so-legal activities, they can sort of happen on any night. You can be just sitting there, do-do-do-do-do, then there it goes. So you can't, how do you prepare for those when you don't know they're coming?
No, you can't prepare for those, Mark, but, I mean, obviously you've got to just be aware if there's some noises, get your dog inside so it's not going to, you know, take off and end up in a critical situation.
We have Christmas to get through, and a lot of people... I think this is maybe inspired by TV and movies a little bit, I guess, where people think, you know what, I'm going to get my family member, maybe it's the kids, whoever, a new pet because they love animals, so they will love a pet. Where are the problems and pitfalls of just going out and doing this, Cheryl? Because I'm sure there are many.
Oh, my goodness, Mark. Where do we start on this one? There's so many children that say, I just want a puppy or I want a kitten. And sometimes, you know, people just fall into this pit of oh, I'll get the dog, you know, I'll get the cat or I'll get the dog for the child. It's really a wrong thing to do. Christmas time is not the time to ever buy a pet for anybody, whether it's family or anybody else.
You're just buying on that feel-good emotion of Santa Claus, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Don't let Santa bring the puppy, I suppose.
Yeah, but the trouble is when we get a pet, it's a commitment for a long time. We're talking, well, depending on the breed of whether it's a cat or a dog, and... the amount of years, and not just years that you've got to commit to this pet, but also the cost. And sometimes the purchase price of the pet is very limited or smaller compared to the lifelong of that pet that you're going to buy. So you've got to consider when you're buying a pet, you know, there could be $25,000 invested in the life of that dog, everything from your vet to your cost of your food. So, you know, you can't take this upon yourself lightly. There should never be a pet bought for anybody without, you know, a lot of discussion and a lot of agreeing. But Christmas time isn't the right time to get a pet. Sometimes people go, oh, but I'll be on holiday, so I'll be able to care for it. But, you know, you're only going to be able to care for it for a couple of weeks while you're home. And then when you go back, you haven't got anything planned for that pet to be cared for properly. So it's a really important thing. You know, it's you never, ever buy somebody a pet. I don't know, Mark, when you hear those people go, oh, but, you know, she really wants that. It's not the right thing.
And I get it. It would be, it's almost, it's too hard to say no, isn't it? Because there is that emotion that, oh, I've got a puppy or a kitten or whatever you want. I think I've figured out the way, at least to get the parents off this track. I've figured it out.
How's that?
It's simple. If your child is about 10-ish, You as the parent, will be stuck with the pet potentially long after the child is no longer living with you.
Yeah, but not only that, Mark, when you buy a pet for a child, you are actually the one having to do all of the work. You might say, oh, the child wants the pet, so I'm going to give it to them and they've got the responsibility. That's not how
it
works. No, it always comes back to the adult to be caring and making sure that things are being done. Christmas time again, you're so busy, you're flat out with school holidays, you don't have time for a pet. And also, I always believe that getting a pet at Christmas time, it's always hot through December, January, February. That isn't a great time to bring a young dog into your family because it is quite a hot time. I've always made sure when I've got a dog, it's been through the winter months and it's just a lot easier for the pet to cope when you're not at home and, you know, sort of that's sort of another consideration as well.
That's just less hot and stressful. And I suppose just tying in with what you're talking about earlier, pet comes into a new home, your home, Christmas Day. like less than a week later, boom, fireworks.
Yes.
So yeah. there's a double, you know, double hit there.
Yeah, and I just think it's just such a busy time. You don't have time to do proper training, and this is another thing that we've got to consider when we get a dog in particular. Training is really important, and, you know, that schedule of going out and taking your dog to the toilet is really important to establish that early toileting. Otherwise, we end up with dogs that are weeing and pooing inside our house, and that's not acceptable.
No, definitely not. And I guess, too, you also have to keep in mind that a lot of places that offer these types of regular services, they may very well be closed for a few weeks. So you will sort of be behind the eight ball there as well.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the things that we just need to consider, everybody sit down, have the talk about buying a pet, what comes with it, what's the good and what's the bad, and then plan it when you have time during the year, certainly not at Christmas.
Sounds good, doesn't work.
No.
We'll come back and take a look at our pets of the week. Ironic. How's that show? We're talking about don't buy a pet for Christmas. Hey, we got a dog and a cat for you for Christmas. All right.
Well, but you know what? This is actually an important part of it.
Yeah.
Often when you buy a cat or a dog, one of the things that happens is that you might not be able to keep it or it doesn't fit the family lifestyle. Mm. And so what happens? They end up on Pet of the Week.
Pet Chat is the name of the game. In fact, it's the final Pet Chat for 2025. Cheryl, before we get to the dog and the cat of the week, I'm sure we'd love to hear some of the things that you'll be doing, obviously, over Christmas for rest, relaxation. I'm sure you'll be luxuriating somewhere.
I'm having my first real Christmas with my granddaughter. Last year she was a bit too small, but this year will be wonderful. So I'm looking forward to that, and then a little bit of R&R at the beach, and yeah.
That sounds amazing. It sounds amazing. We're thinking of everyone right here.
Oh, good on you, Mark. Somebody's got to hold the fort.
Somebody's got to do some. Yeah, that's why I got that sore shoulder a couple of weeks. It's from carrying the place.
But really. It's good times and great music, so we appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. All right, now, notwithstanding the conversation we had a couple of minutes ago about not just dumping a brand new pet, if you've obviously had the conversation with the family and the family is absolutely ready, maybe our dog and the cat of the week from our Pet Chat page at our website would be for you. Now, let's start with our dog, Cheryl, this week by the name of Lovey. So, Lovey, six-year-old Staffy Cross, spends a lot of time up on the lounge, relaxing, seems to be playful as well, loves water games, bites at the water coming from the hose. That's a dog thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But it can be quite disturbing when they're doing that because it's actually a behavioural problem. So we wouldn't be encouraging that.
All right, so maybe just give that one a bit of a miss. Lovey bonds quickly and kind of likes to know where you are a lot of the time as well. Hasn't been tested with children. Obviously, this type of breed is one that we don't necessarily think are fit for kids, particularly, Cheryl, if the animal hasn't had kids around.
That's right. And it's really important to understand that if they haven't been tested, we don't know what to expect. So this dog probably would be better with a tradie or somebody like that who's got a lot of time for a bigger dog and knows small children around and small pets.
All right, so keep that in mind, Lovey. That is the six-year-old Staffy Cross.
Very happy face there, Mark.
Well, happy face.
Yeah,
I mean,
gorgeous.
It's got the Christmas tinsel around
the
there.
Tinsel ready to put under the Christmas tree.
I'm sure Lovey picked that colour of the tinsel out themselves. And last up is our cat of the week, Minty. Now, essentially a white cat with some black bits and pieces in there. She's a white domestic short hair with those dark markings as well. Seems to be comfortable in the current foster carer's home. Loves those chin scratches. Is one of those cats that jumps in and has a bit of a sleep with you as well. Does dislike noisy neighbours. I read that, I thought, dislikes nosy neighbours.
Maybe nosy and noisy neighbours aren't going to be helpful.
Certainly the noisy ones anyway. So obviously a more calmer environment at your place would be the way to go. Although it's not mandated, it would also be preferable if Minty and her son could all be adopted together. They sort of are pretty much still bonded there as well. Again, untested with dogs, children, and other cats as well. So we don't really know what could be the scene if you bring into another household.
Yeah, and sometimes cats just don't take to other cats. Well, Minty has a son with her. That might be a good option for someone wanting, you know, two cats at the one time. They're already trained, and that would be quite a nice, you know, sort of little pair.
And you would think that they're coming together, they've sort of got each other, so it would be less stressful than an animal coming brand new to a brand new place.
Yeah, and there's so many things to consider when you're bringing a pet in, as you say, with, you know, the two of them, they've got each other, so... Yeah, quite a pretty little cat, Minty.
Absolutely. All right, if you'd like some details on our dog and cat of the week, we have that link for you. Find the pet chat page in our lifestyle programs tab at our website, 2NURFM.com.au. You've probably got about 5 minutes after that. It might very well be too late. If you have a question for Cheryl Shaw, we're going to say Cheryl Shaw on the team, but you are the team.
This is it.
It's you.
It's as good as it gets today.
So you're shouldering the responsibility.
Oh, like you, Mark. I'm carrying a big load today.
Exactly. Okay. We want to talk about being this time of year, and we've sort of touched on earlier about places closing down and the regular things that you just normally do because it happens to be that week for it. A lot of those places are closed down. So we need to make sure for our pets that we are up to date with a whole slew of things, Cheryl.
Yeah, so true, Mark. One of the things you need to do, if your pet's on medication for any condition, you need to make sure that you've got those meds now. Mm. Check when your vet is opened and closed during that period of Christmas and New Year, because sometimes some of them are closed for a little holiday, and we need to make sure that you've got everything you need. The other thing is if they're due to have their nails cut, making sure their nails are getting cut before the Christmas period so they're not scratching on the floorboards or they're not scratching people that are visiting. So that's another thing that needs to be considered. If your dog is a dog that regularly has anal glands done, making sure that they're done before Christmas as well. That will just make sure that they're comfortable during that time. Also, keeping up with your flea and tick preparations. Obviously, we're all busy. Things can get sort of, you know, a little bit missed here and there, but making sure that you've got your pet's flea and tick medication covered, and don't be late because, you know, if you're late with that, you're putting your pet at risk. So make sure that you're keeping up to date. Another thing is if you haven't checked, and I know we hammer on about this a lot, but if you haven't checked your pet's ID, make sure that you get online, check everything's up to date, because if a pet does get out, this is opportune time when visitors are coming, your dog or cat sees the door or the gate open and they're gone because of all the disturbances in the household.
Yeah, well, that's it, because, I mean, you may have moved in the time since, you updated it before, and maybe you were renting in that place and someone else, two people down. Oh, I don't know who that Cheryl is. I don't know her.
Yep.
So, the dog could just end up somewhere we don't want it to be, and notwithstanding as well all the other risks. So stay up to date over summer.
Yes, so true. So very true. And don't forget, too, the snakes are about. This is always another thing that I'm so aware of, because my dog was bitten by a snake and it took a while for the diagnosis to come through. But make sure that, you know, if your dog or your cat is anywhere in the yard and paying particular attention to a space, just make sure that you take your pet inside, check it out, make sure that there's, you know, nothing there, that there's no snake. Sometimes it's blue-tongued lizards they chase as well, but just make sure that you're removing the pet from any danger in the yard.
Yeah, well, they are certainly out and about at the moment. Cheryl Shaw is here. Now, Cheryl, just to prove that I will not allow you to make a liar of me, you said, where is the pet Christmas music?
Yes.
Where is the pet Christmas? How about Jingle Bells? Will that do you?
Who's going to be singing it?
Let's see the dog. Oh, it says dogs. The dog's singing Jingle Bells. You happy for this?
Yep.
All right. People buy this stuff. They do. All right. There it is. You only get one this year.
Oh, only one.
Only one.
We're not having the cats this year for our cat people?
No. Oh, okay. I'm not doing cats doing Silent Night. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's somewhat of a torture.
Yeah, and maybe don't play this on New Year's night.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It's just a quick reminder. I know you covered this a couple of weeks ago with the rest of the team. However, the Christmas, the meals, everybody coming into the house, that can just be a whole chaotic experience for our pets.
Yeah, that certainly can be. Now, make sure that you've got your vet or the after-hours number in your phone just in case you're going to need it. So what happens with Christmas? Our guard is down a little bit. We're pretty hectic, pretty full on with visitors and cooking and meal prep. And sometimes our dogs are opportunists. They come in. they counter-surf, they wipe out whatever's on the bench. Now, if that's things like ham and pork and really rich fatty foods, we're going to have a very sick pet. So, you know, making sure that you're keeping everything, you know, out of reach of the dog, or put the dog somewhere that you know is going to be safe and not going to get into the food. Also, ask your visitors and guests not to feed your dog, because sometimes they'll give things that they don't really need to have, and sometimes these things can be dangerous because not everybody realises that if you give a dog a bit of fruit pudding or, you know, mince pie or something like that, that sultanas in that is going to create a really big issue for the pet. So whilst they want to love the dog, we don't want them to feed them anything at all. So please ask your visitors not to do that. Another thing is, when you are doing your preparation, make sure that, you know, that string that you've taken off the roast, it's put somewhere that the dog can't get it. And the skewers from the meats, they're really dangerous.
Those are a trick with garbage. Oh, the food's fine. The food's in the fridge and I can't get that. But these scrap items, they're now in the garbage and they still smell. They've still got, you know, enough for the animal to go, oh, hang on, this smells nice. What's in there? Bang, problems.
That's right, Mark. Those juices, the meat juices are on, that smells really good. And obviously our dogs have great sense of smell.
Sounds amazing.
So they're going to get into that rubbish bin. So obviously putting it out of the way of the dog, or the dog out of the way of it, either way, making sure that you're just playing it safe. Things like chocolate and macadamia nuts at this time of the year are dangerous, but so are cherries and any of those foods that contain stones, you know, so the stone fruits like your peaches. If they get into those and chew those, often they're really sharp on one end and they can do some perforation on inside. So, you know, it's a really important thing when we're considering what we're putting out. Obviously, we all put more things out than normal. We put them on lower coffee tables and things. So if your pet sort of walks on past and has a smell of something they think they'd like, it could be very dangerous.
Yeah, and I've got to say, cherries have been amazing at the moment.
Oh, aren't they lovely?
Oh, they've been amazing.
Had them for breakfast today.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I love the sound of that. Mm. All right, Cheryl, I think we are pretty much done. So that is it. The year is over. And again, thank you to you, but also the rest of our Pet Chat team that have done an amazing job throughout 2025. And I'm sure we'll catch you for 2026. Yes, that's a thing. Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you, Mark. And it's been my pleasure to be on. And I hope all our listeners have a wonderful time with their pets and keep them safe.
All right, lots of things to keep in mind there. Pet Chat back with us in 2026.